This is a debate that has raged in the RN Drive office. Maybe you've had similar discussions as a woman. Do you feel safe using the ride-sharing service Uber on your own? There have been lots of reports in the media about female passengers facing sexual harassment and worse. Now a new ride-sharing company in the US is tackling this problem in a really radical way by banning men altogether, as drivers and as passengers. Michael Pelletz is the founder of Chariot for Women, a new service billing itself as a safer alternative to Uber. He's with me via Skype. Michael, thanks for your time. Tell us about the idea behind Chariot for Women.
Okay. As I was a rideshare driver for about 8 months, and I noticed two things. The first thing I noticed was that you don't really see many women Uber drivers. And at night in the United States, you really will see any at all. And from picking up thousands and thousands of women over those 8 months, I heard stories that were just so unsafe. I mean, just really scared me. It made me upset. I mean, women were getting hit on by Uber drivers left and right. And then about 9 weeks ago, I had a 21-year-old young man in the back of my car, and he kept passing out. He would pass out for 5 minutes. He wouldn't tell me where he was going. And he would just say, take a left, take a right. But then he'd pass out for 10 minutes. Well, after about 20 minutes of that, he really started to get agitated and putting his hands in his pocket. And I was watching. I'm like, am I going to get robbed? I had no idea. And I just, all these incidents came in my head. And I said, you know what? Imagine if this was my wife. How would she be able to handle this? And right away, I said, I need to do something better, safer. And that's how Chariot for Women started.
And when will you be up and running?
Okay, well, this is the most amazing part about this. So I started this 9 weeks ago. My goal was to have 1,000 drivers in Boston, Massachusetts, and then I would start slow and go from there. Well, in the last 3 days alone, I've had 9,000 women sign up.
And 9,000 women. Wow.
Yes. Yes. And I mean, I had, I think I have 280,000 hits a day on my website from worldwide. And so it's unbelievable. I'm so humbled that this idea is resonating, and it's just, there's such a need for it because of the lack of safety by the rideshare companies. And so needless to say, April 19th was going to be our launch date, but because of the overwhelming media coverage and the response from women worldwide, we're going to take it a little slower because we need to make sure that our servers and our app, they won't crash. I mean, we're going to have millions of people using this right away. I don't want to let anyone down.
Can anyone else besides women use your service?
It is for women drivers and women and children passengers only, okay?
Now, so the children can be male, obviously, I'm assuming, up to a certain age.
Yes.
How are you going to do that?
Yep, up to the age of 13, we're going to allow male children to be in the car.
Okay. And how can you actually stop men from using Chariot for Women? I mean, how are you getting around equal opportunity laws? Are you applying for an exemption? How does it work?
Of course, we're going to have legal challenges and people are men's groups that are probably going to sue us. And when that happens, we welcome that because we want to go in front of the Supreme Court in the United States and say, okay, this is the law how it was. This is the world we live in today. And this is why all these examples of why there is truly a need to give women a safe space to travel.
So how about this scenario? Because it is, whether you say it's positive discrimination, which effectively you're arguing, but either way, it is discriminatory. You're actually banning men from coming in. And post 13, I mean, there's lovely 14-year-old boys I can think of. My nephew's about to be 18 and he deserves safety.
But you know what? The thing is, they can use Uber and Lyft. So they have another alternative service. We're not taking that away from them.
Okay, but isn't there another way is what I'm trying to say, which is couldn't you vet or try and create a service where there were men that perhaps were drivers also, but they were men that could be trusted, that men that you were certain were not going to do these things?
You know what? There probably could be, and I'm sure there might be, but just from my experience alone, I mean, from picking up thousands of passengers, I never heard one man complain about his safety in a car. It was always the women. And so that was my experience. And that's why I just said, you know what? There has to be a better way. That's why we're getting 9,000 women signing up to drive and hundreds of thousands of people want to be a part of this, because the reality is nothing is changing.
And I imagine you stand to also, well, commercially, this is a pretty lucrative business, isn't it, given the overwhelming response you've already had. You stand to actually make a lot of money.
Well, here's the best. This is, I love telling everyone this. This is my theory. I know a lot about Uber. Uber, they're worth about $68 billion, okay? I don't need $68 billion. I could make $20 billion and give $48 billion to charities and help women and keep them safe.
I know, but under this scenario, you still end up with $20 billion, you realize.
No, of course. I mean, I don't even know if I need that. But the whole thing is, I just want to help. We want to empower. Our slogan is driving women towards empowerment and safety. That's really all we're about.
Are you confident that simply banning men as drivers and as passengers will remove the danger inherent in using or driving for a taxi service?
Well, the statistics show, okay, first of all, I'm going to say there's no guarantee for anything, but the statistics show 90% of all the assaults in rideshare companies in taxis are from male to female. So there is 10%. There are always going to be bad apples, but we are trying our best to do the best technology, the most stringent background checks to eliminate as much of that as possible.
Well, Michael, it sounds like a very interesting business model. It'd be interesting to see what happens with a legal challenge if you face one. Thank you so much for your time.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. And we'll see you in Australia soon.
That's Michael Pellitz. He's the founder of Chariot for Women. He was speaking to me via Skype there.